Hey, salty people, and praise God, salty because we are the salt of the earth. Today, I'm going to do it a bit different, and today I'm not going to do the usual, as I said earlier. I like to share my testimony, more of my story, and bring you on board into what and how to how far God has brought me, and why I keep on just praising Him and encouraging you to trust in Him in every single season of your life. Sometimes we will think that people share and encourage others from a point of privilege, but sometimes it's just from a point of grace, and that grace causes us to just ooze joy from the Lord and ooze and want to share what He has done for us and to encourage other people to trust in Him, because we have seen Him do it and we believe He can do it for each and every one of us. So a brief background, my full name is Laura Mweni Posh, and I am 27 year old, soon to turn 28, and I'm a lady who deeply loves Jesus and who deeply believes in God, and I am saved. I am a worshiper, and I also have this podcast you're listening into right now, Make Heaven Crowded. So a brief, and I'm still a student. I know someone is like, okay, yeah, I am a student. And that is part of my testimony of why I would say I'm a student who is still pursuing her degree at the moment. So a brief background. I have been raised in a middle income family. I have known what it means to lack. I know what it means to have. Not much. And I know what it means to have struggles and of different kinds within a family. But all in all, God has been faithful. Yeah. And also a brief background. So I finished my high school in the year 2013. Yes. And during that time, like any Form 4 leaver, I was so determined and so happy to get to university and campus. And so I joined campus in the year 2015. You want to know why? Okay. So I had another course in mind. I excelled in my exams, of course. I had another course in mind, which was something to do with art and design, fashion. But contrary to that, I was advised to do something else. And I thank God that my parents saw something that in me that I did not see. So I took up a course at Maseno University to pursue IR and diplomacy. By those IR, I mean international relations and diplomacy with IT. And so I joined campus in May 2015, around May. Is that May? Okay, let's move on. 2015. And then I did one semester that year. Yes, I mean. And then I could not continue due to school fees. And so I had to stay out of campus for a bit. It crushed my heart a lot, because you know, at that age you see your friends going to school and you feel like, when will you ever go back to school? And so I had no, like, I was sure or almost uncertain that I would ever go back to finish up my degree. So in 2016, I was looking for a job because I felt and I also needed to help out home and with other things pertaining to life. And so at that 2016, beginning of the year, I actually looked for a job. I've always been somebody who is so self-driven, and I always want to do something and always be productive, you know. So I actually took a sales job at Airtel, yeah, with some friends of mine who had also finished high school at that time, just to get some money here and there for my needs. And so I used to sell lines, like Airtel lines, on the streets with my friends. We would walk, you know, like, sometimes we would have a van of our agent which will drop us in different places. And it's amazing how I would sell my lines, and I ensured I would sell all of them. I was so aggressive, and go back to the office, get more lines and sell it, because it was like, you sell your line at, it's like 50 shillings, it was 50 bob, and then you get 30 bob is yours, and then 20 shillings of from that money you pay, you give back to the agent. Like, that was like that. And it was get a line and then you get 500 MB free. So I think the MB part really got us customers and really got us selling these lines. And it was so exciting to see that in the scorching heat, if you know Kisumu, then you obviously know how hot it can get. So in the streets of Kisumu, and I will just brace myself up and in the morning and go sell and come back, and I would make a lot of money. By a lot of money, I mean like roughly 1,000 shillings or even more. Yeah, even sometimes 1,500 or 2K, like I was really about it. But after a while, I just felt like I should stop and at least help at home with house chores and taking care of the home, because my parents were busy and I have little siblings. Oh yes. And then after which, in 2016, and my aunt of mine saw my motivation and my need for a job, and so she asked me to sign up. There was a task, he was taking in interns, the supermarket task, he was taking in people. And so I just applied for the job. It was like an intern's country, and I was called for the interview at Karen. It was KCB Karen, in Karen, something of the sort. And I went for the interview, and I got that. I was called after some couple of days until I was taken. So going into the interview room, like, they asked me, why should we give you this job? And I was like, because I really need it, and I really need to help my family, and this job would meet some needs that I have and we have. And so they were able to give me that job. And so I joined Tuskys Kisumu, the Mollard United, in 2016, November 23rd, yes. And I began my work there from 2016, and May 2018, my contract ended. We were being paid 13,500 per month, and we would work with one off a week, and it was very tiresome. Sometimes we'd even have to stretch during the festive seasons. We'd have to work from sometimes 8 a.m. shifts up to usiku, like around even 11 p.m. Like, if it's Christmas, people are shopping, and so they wouldn't close the shop. Can you imagine standing in a supermarket for all those hours? But I was so determined. I was so, like, I loved my job. I just, oh God, you gave me this job. I would really want to go back to school, though, provide for my parents so that I can be able to go to school. So it was, I enjoyed my job, but I was breaking on the inside at some point because I felt like I should be in school. And so after work hours, sometimes when I would leave early at around 5, I would then go to church and just lay down on the floor near the altar and cry, go back home. I would just go and cry, pray. It became my routine to go to church, just cry and pray and go back home. Cry, pray, and go back home. Also, let me take you back a bit. I sometimes would not even have fare to go to church. But let me tell you, I would wake up early because I lived not so far from church. And I would walk very early in the morning, going to church and going back home, because I love God so much, and I had seen him come through for me like never before. And so my heart has always been his. So let's go back to Tuskers. So I would work there. And then one time, when I was like, for my effort and my hard work, I was called to represent all the interns in the country in Nairobi for an interview on TV for Tuskers internship program. And it was so humbling to meet the CEOs and everybody there. And it was a great experience, trust me. And I actually met Jesus, like, seriously, when I was at Tuskers, because I met people who loved God. Yo, there. And so I got, like, to work with older people, and I would pick words of wisdom. Like, I left that place a blessed person, changed in character, and I came to appreciate that life can be different and what life is all about from various stories of various people in that place. Yeah. And also, I remember sometimes going to work at 6, yeah, or even 5, because sometimes we'd have to arrange the supermarket and help clean maybe the shelves. Like, we had sections. I was given some snack section, so I had to, like, maybe panga my line, clean my shelves, you know, arrange the snacks properly so that when guys come in at 8, customers to start shopping, everything is in order and neat. And sometimes I would even not have, my salary would run out because of the needs that we had, and I'd have to walk from my home to work. It was quite a distance to and fro sometimes of the month. And so I would just like have my earphones and I would worship and sing all the way. I'm sure some guys even used to know me, Apotao, because they were just like, okay, this lady's always singing. Like, I'll just sing my way to work because I love music as well. I will just worship God from as I walked, had a job, and it will just suit me. And I won't even feel the pain of having to walk all that distance to work, from home to work. And I also remember during this time at Tuskegee, I never believed I would ever go back to school. So I signed up at KIM to do a human resource course. And I even was saving up school fees. I even began paying school fees there with the money I used to get at work. I would save some of it. And when I was just about to go to the next semester, God opened a way for us, and I was able to go back to school in 2019. So you see, from 2015 to 2015, 2016, 2017, 2018, I still had hope that maybe I would go back to school, although it was very little hope. Yeah. But God, I mean, like, the prayers that I made every single day, and my parents and those who care about me and those around me made, my spiritual parents, got me back to school. So I was in, I went back to school 2019, did 3 semesters that year. 2020 was about to complete, but COVID happened, and yeah. And then, like, this year, I've been able to just complete my last semester a month ago. And so this is my story. And I know I've been talking for almost 11 minutes from the record here, and I don't know what you could be going through. I don't know what frustration or something you're waiting to happen and you feel like you've lost hope. Let me tell you, God is faithful. And everything I have gone through, God has come through for me as Jehovah Jireh, because He's provided for me. He's come through for me as Jehovah Nissi. He's fought for me unseen battles. He's come through for me as Jehovah Shalom. He's been my peace amidst all the waves of life. He has come through for me as a healer, because during this time, obviously, I had times when I was anxious. I had times when I felt like I was mainly depressed. I had times when I gave up. My emotions were all over the place, and I just felt like it's a lot for one person to bear. You know, like, life sometimes can make you feel that way. But I saw God through it all, and that's all that matters. And I'm just coming out here being vulnerable and sharing my story and trusting that it will help somebody, will encourage somebody to trust in God more and to wait upon Him. Like, sometimes you'll even sit down and see your friends have, some of them have settled down, some of them have finished school, they finished school kitambo, graduated, and then they would ask you when you meet, like, hi, but like, what's this and that? And sometimes we don't understand what people have gone through. But let me tell you, I am so glad of where I am right now. I am so content. You know why? Because I know who holds my future. And I thank God for every single thing I had to go through, like all those setbacks, and because they have built my character, you know? And they've given me a level of appreciation for grace and for God's faithfulness that I wouldn't have experienced or have known how much faithful He can be in in different areas in my life, sorry, and come through for me like never before. And I don't know, but I just have a feeling that life is about to get so much better. And that is my prayer for you as well, that life would get better for you and that God will come through for you. So, to encourage you to trust in God, He is never too late. And sometimes we have our own plans and everything, but you know what? His will is perfect for all of us. I believe that for myself. I've seen Him, so I can attest that He's faithful and that He will do it for me like He did it for you. And I'm not coming yet simply because, like, something, there's a new door that has opened, but I am living now in an answered prayer. Like, I have finished school. That is an answered prayer. My life has transformed my character. I'm a different person altogether. My life is great, and it's all because of God, and I'm so grateful. And even as you listen to my story, I hope that it blessed you in one way or another, and it encouraged you to keep pushing. Anyway, God bless you. I know it's almost 15 minutes, but God richly bless you and keep you and protect you and keep you trusting upon Him. And be still and know that He is God, and He will reward you in due time. Be blessed.